Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
Well, the Lord is good. I'm going to listen to Jesus. I'm going to listen to God. So you say, well, I wish he would talk to me. Well, they don't cost very much. But they're called Bibles. And it's God's Word. And he talks to you through this right here. Praise the Lord. Now, thank God, you know, there's prophecy. And there's things God will speak to our heart. He'll convict our heart, speak to us. Tell us, go here, don't do that. He'll give us specific direction on things. But before we get too uptight about hearing specific direction from God, let's make sure we're doing all we can do with the general will of God for our life. Because there's general direction right here in the written word of God. Every single one of us can hear from God by getting in the word of God. And it's time to take this word that serious. That this is God's word to me. This is God talking to me. God illustrating things to me. And I need God to talk to me every day. That's a part of the daily bread that we need to be fed. Every day. We need to be fed his word. His word is likened to spiritual food. And we need to feed on his word. It's what's going to keep us strong. It's what's going to keep us built up. And so we need to be on top of ourselves. And I'm telling you, if you just stay filled up with God's word, it's going to be really hard for you to backslide. And you know what? It's going to be really hard for you to miss God. Because you'll just go ahead, you'll start moving in the wrong direction. And because his word is in you and because you take time with him, you pull aside and fellowship with God through prayer and his word, you've put yourself in a position for him to be able to arrest your attention. To be able to grab a hold of you, pull you back from going the wrong way. So it's real hard to backslide. It's real hard to miss it if you're in fellowship with God. If you're fellowship with him, filling yourself up with his word, with the truth. And everything's got to bow its knee to the word. Do you know that Jesus never battled with the devil? Jesus never battled with the devil. When Jesus went into the wilderness being led by the Spirit of God to be tempted by the devil so that he could be just like you and I, tempted at all points in life. When the devil came to him, Jesus didn't enter into this battle with the devil. The devil said things to him, tempted him, and all Jesus did was turn around and say, it is written. It is written. Jesus just spoke the word of God. And that was sufficient. That shut the mouth of the devil. That just shut the devil down. Just by speaking the word of God. Isn't that powerful? I mean, you think about it. Jesus didn't stand up. He didn't take out a wand. He didn't say, now I'm the Christ. And by the powers invested me as the Christ and the Son of the living God, I now command you, devil, to get out. That's not how it worked. Jesus just took care of the devil by the same way you and I could take care of him. If it is written worked for Jesus, it is written will work for you. We got to stop allowing the devil to just bombard our minds so that all we think about is what the devil's saying to us. Now, a lot of folks don't realize it's the devil saying things to them. They just think it's their circumstances. They just think, you know, it's just their lot in life. It's because things are just going so bad and things just, you know, I've got this problem and I got this problem and I got this problem. Well, no, it's really not all these things. What you have is an enemy that's taking all those things and preaching them to you. And he's just keeping those things in front of your mind, keeping those things before you. How do you deal with that? How did Jesus deal with it? He was hungry. He was hungry. There was a legitimate desire and need for food. He had a desire and a very natural need. And so the devil saw that and came, tried to exploit it, and just kept throwing food in front of his face. Said, if you're the Son of God, you can turn these stones into a bagel. And you can make French toast right now. I mean, come on. Wouldn't you like a little French toast right now? And I mean, he just kept throwing that in front of Jesus. And Jesus just looked at him and said, it is written. And Jesus chose to put his mind on the word. He chose to take his mind off what his circumstances were telling him. And he chose to put his mind on what God was telling him. And that's spiritual warfare. That's as tough as it gets right there. It doesn't have to get any tougher than that. Now, folks, let it get tougher than that. Because they struggle in the flesh to combat these things. They make all kinds of irrational decisions to try to change their circumstances. They do all kinds of natural, they say all the wrong things that actually make their situation worse, create more strife in their life, do all kinds of natural things, and they make the warfare a whole lot worse than it really needs to be. Stuff's going to come at your mind all the time. You're always going to have tribulation. And you need to get a revelation that you're always going to have tribulation. You're never going to get to the place where it's over and you finally, there's no more tribulation. That isn't happening. It didn't even happen for Jesus. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. There's all kinds of stuff that's going to come, but get a revelation. You overcome the world. Jesus overcame the world. The Word has overcome the world. So just speak the Word to the circumstances. And this is something you're going to have to do for the rest of your life. There's some things that some folks deal with that will never go away. It's never going to go away. It's going to keep coming. It'll leave you for brief moments, but it'll keep coming back and try to get in your face again and try to intimidate you, try to influence you, try to discourage you. It's going to keep coming. The devil knows that he's gotten you discouraged in some areas in the past. He's going to keep bringing those same areas. He's going to keep working it every opportunity he gets. But you don't have to pay much attention to it. You can go over here and replace what he's telling you with what God's telling you. And laugh at him, I'm telling you. And just laugh at the face of adversity. Laugh at your circumstances. And just get excited because this is life. And listen, we don't have this forever. We don't have this honor and this privilege to be able to laugh in the face of adversity for very long, because before you know it, we're all out of here. Money will never be a problem again. It's streets of gold. Forever. Mansions. Come on. You're never going to have any problems. You're not going to have the trials and tests like you get to have now. Come on. This is your time. This is your moment. Seize the opportunity. Say, bring it on. To be able to stand up and show yourself strong in the face of these things, man, it honors God like no angel could ever honor God. I guarantee you there's saints that have gone on to the other side and they're like, oh, why did I want to get out of there? What an opportunity. What a moment. And now throughout all eternity, we'll never have that opportunity again to be able to honor God like that, to be able to praise him in the midst of all this darkness. Got all these negative things coming. Just keep laughing. Keep shrugging it off. It is written. It is written. I'm healed. It is written. My God supplies all my needs. It is written. No weapon formed against me will prosper. It is written. I'm the head, not the tail, above, not beneath. It is written. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. I mean, you probably won't even say those things in heaven. We'll be on another whole level. You know, you're not going to say in heaven, no weapon formed against me will prosper. They're all going to look at you like, well, there are no weapons formed against you. Relax. You go back to your mansion. Take a rest. What's your deal? I'm telling you, you got to get excited about this life. I'm talking about this life full of trials and tests. You got to get excited about it. It's having a work in us, a transforming work. It's perfecting us. No angel has had to go through what you have had to go through. But no angel will be given the kind of place and position in eternity that you and I are going to be given. To be sons of the living God. Over in Corinthians, he says, do you not know, speaking to the church, he says, do you not know that the saints will judge angels? Man, we're going to be their judges over in eternity. We're going to be in a higher place than them because they never went through the kind of things you and I get to go through. I'm telling you, you got to look at it that way. This is an opportunity. This is a privilege to fight the good fight of faith, to be a light in the midst of darkness. I mean, it's nice to be able to stand out. I guess that's one of the most exciting things about the darkness increasing on the earth. It makes your light look a whole lot brighter. Right? I mean, if you got a flashlight and it's in the middle of the afternoon, you put your flashlight on. And you walk around and say, hey, anybody need a hand? I could lead you wherever you want to go. I could help you. Folks are going to be like, no thanks. I'm good. I mean, because it's the middle of the day. The sun is shining. But if it's pitch black, that same little insignificant light all of a sudden becomes the thing everybody needs to be able to find their way. I need that. I need what you have. Suddenly what you have has great value. Trials and tests, that only allows the light in my life to shine brighter. That only makes me more significant. I want to be a blessing, don't you? So we're going to have more opportunity to be a blessing as times get darker and darker. But it's not just getting darker in other people's lives. We're going to feel that darkness ourselves. But oh man, to have the light, to have the answers. There's nothing like seeing God come through for you. You know, when it looks hopeless, when it looks like everything's against you, and then all of a sudden you've trusted him, you've walked with him, you've stayed the course, you've continued to believe, and all of a sudden now you're on the other side of this thing, and you look and you just go, wow, look what God just did. Look how he worked all those things out as we walked his plan out. And life is like that. You know, we're not going to know everything up front. We're not going to know everything ahead of time. You don't know what tomorrow holds. But I got news for you this morning. I'm very confident about it. It's good. Now, I don't know the details of it, but I'm telling you, it's good. It's everything's going to work for our good if we'll just stay in there with God. I believe there's no wasted time in waiting on God. If you wait on him, your time is not wasted. If things are delayed, but you're in faith, it doesn't matter. If you're in faith, even though things are delayed, it's all going to work for your good. Even the delay is working for your good. So we got to watch about being in a rush, getting our eyes on our circumstances and wanting them to change so badly. Oh, we need this to change so badly. Well, keep allowing him to change you in the process, because that's the most important thing. Because no matter where you go, what house you live in, what car you drive, there you are. And if you're still you, doubting, whining, worrying, idolatrous, backslidden half the time, if that's who you are, then a bigger house ain't going to do it for you. A bigger family isn't going to do it. A different family isn't going to do it for you. It doesn't matter what you change in the natural. I'm telling you, it don't matter. If you're not changing, life remains the same. That's boring. I don't want to live a boring life. I said, I don't want to live a boring life. Do you want to live a boring life? Just stay the same all the time? Same old, same old, same old. See, right as soon as I said that, some of you start immediately thinking about your circumstances. Yeah, my circumstances haven't changed. That's just the same old, same old, same. No, 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 honey. We're talking about you. We're not talking about your circumstances. See, but you want to go right to you? Everything around me has never changed in 20 years. Yeah, but what's going on inside you? Well, 20 years ago, I sounded just like this. See, that's what we're changing. Come on. That's what we're changing. And we're all a work in progress. So you can't be too hard on yourself. Just don't be so hard on yourself. Understand, you got issues. Right? So, you know, when you do mess up, you know, you do mess up and you act like a whiner or whatever. Don't just sit there and say, I'm still. Just understand that you're a work in progress. But you're one less wine away from where you're going. Come on. You're one less wine away from where you're going. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So let's just enjoy ourselves. There's times you're not going to feel peace, but you're going to have peace. There's times you're not going to feel any joy, but you're still going to have joy. You're still going to release joy. You're going to release faith because there's joy in Jesus. There's joy in the Word. He is the Prince of Peace. He is on the inside of you. Faith believes, and faith has peace, and faith has joy. And that's what we're going to keep releasing. We're going to keep releasing our faith because we get to. That's exciting. And even if it looks like nobody else is taking notice, I'm telling you, the angels are taking notice, the devils are taking notice, the saints in heaven are taking notice. God is taking notice. God is seeing you release your faith. And you might not, you know, be becoming very famous down here on earth, but I'm telling you what, you're becoming famous in heaven when you release your faith. And you look at the Word of God, you look at men like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. You look at some of these prophets and things, and you look at their lives, and their lives seemed very simple. Yet their faith in some of the most smallest things in life, mundane things in life, but because they used their faith, it made them famous in the kingdom of God. It made them well known in heaven, well known to the inhabitants, the citizens of the kingdom of God. And that's what you're doing. You're getting God's attention as you release your faith. Somebody say, I'm not backing down. I'm not backing up. I have faith in me. What does that mean? That means you have joy in you. That means you have peace in you. That means you have righteousness in you. That means you have wisdom in you. You have stamina in you. You have it all. Release it. When you don't feel peace, you're releasing peace. You can have peace and not feel peaceful. I said, you can release peace, be in peace, and not feel peaceful. You could have things just working at you, but you're in peace. You're in peace. Because, see, we're going beyond our feelings here. It's more than just a feeling. It's a believing. We're believing something. You might wake up feeling unspiritual, carnal, and I mean just wake up feeling like a mess. That doesn't mean you are. Unless you start yielding to that. Unless you start succumbing to that and just letting that dominate you. Don't let it dominate you. Let the peace and the joy and the love of God that is in you, let that dominate you. Let that come to the forefront of your life. Faith fights. And it likes it. You know, there's people that are drafted into the military, you know, during wartime. And then there's people that join the military because, you know, finances or whatever. They got nothing better to do, so I'll join the army. And then you got guys that, I mean, they want to get in the military. They want to be a Marine. They want to be a Navy SEAL. They want to be a Green Beret. I mean, this is what they want to do, you know. And they go in there and they get all this training and everything else. And it's like, they're just looking to fight. They're just looking for a mission. Send me on a mission. And you give them a mission, man, these guys are ready to go. They're excited. They got a mission. They're going to go into hostile territory. They're going to go right into the enemy's camp. But we've got a plan on how we're going to overthrow them. And we're going to rescue these hostages. And we're going to do this. And man, they love this stuff. This is what they feel like they've been created for. This is what they've been training for. They want to get in there and fight. Now, they're not even guaranteed the victory. But because they have that fighting spirit about them, see, they want it. They're like, bring it on. Right? How much more you and I, we know we have the, he has promised them. Your God has promised you the victory. He said, you always triumph and you always win. I will lead you in triumph. We will win. We will get on the other side of this thing and we will be in the winning circle. Guaranteed. How much more are we not worried about the fight? How much more are we not worried about the war when we know we win? Do you know you win? Do you know you win with him? Then, man, we're not afraid to get in the fight. Hallelujah. Give me a mission, Jesus. Get me out there. See, some of you aren't really coming along with me for this one. You're like, I'm just thinking about when I can go on a vacation. I don't fight. I don't want to fight. Dear God, I don't want to fight. You know I don't want to fight, Jesus. I'm a lover, not a fighter. See, that's when you make the warfare harder on yourself. You make it worse for yourself. I'm telling you, you just got to get into it. You just got to get into it. Get into it. How do you do that? You know you win. You know you're going to come out on top. You know it's all working for you good. So just get into it. Just say, praise God, let's go. Bring it on. Jump in the middle of it. Jump in and rescue somebody. See, if we're so interested in just taking care of ourselves and I just want to stay out of trouble. I just don't want to be involved. And that's why folks aren't leading people to Jesus. That's why people aren't sharing the gospel. They're not reaching out, laying their hands on the sick. People just want to stay in my comfort zone. There are no comfort zones in this world. That's a deception. You don't have a comfort zone. The more you try to sit in a comfort zone, the more uncomfortable you look. This is what I'm saying, see? It's like Jesus said, the poor you have with you always. I like to tell people, bills you'll have with you always. Because people have this mind, that if I could just get all these bills paid, it ain't ever going to happen. If you're going to be doing something for God, you're always going to have bills. But you see, there's this illusion that the bills, they're there with you forever. You might as well get excited about the bills. Conquer them. Because there's more where they came from. It's not going to stop. It's an illusion. People are believing illusions, and therefore they're frustrated. And they're allowing themselves to get under more pressure because they're believing lies about life. Bills you'll have with you always. And this is a real great revelation to get today. There are no comfort zones. There's no comfort zones. You are in hostile territory 24/7. You're in a vicious world. You're in a dark place full of fiery darts. Don't get scared. You've got armor. Don't pull back on me. You've got armor. And he said no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. And we believe that. He did not say no weapon is going to be formed against you. I think that's how a lot of folks read it. No weapon is going to be formed against me. No weapons are going to be formed against you. No comfort zones. We're all on the battlefield. And let's rise up and fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Amen. Let's just fight. We've been created to do it. Let's do it. Let's take advantage of every trial and every test. Let's take advantage of every negative thing that comes against us. And let's speak the word of God to it. Let's not make more out of it than it's worthy of. Let's just speak the word of God to it and subdue the thing. And then more will come. Rest assured, more will come. Speak the word and keep moving. Speak the word, keep moving. Speak the word, keep moving. If you stumbled, if you fell, stop sitting there. Devil's trying to condemn you. He's beating you up. And then a lot of folks, they join in with the devil, start beating themselves up. Well, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, bless God, speak it is written. 1 John 1:9, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He has forgiven me. I am cleansed. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Get back up. Keep speaking the word. Keep moving. If you stumble and fall again, don't get so shocked with yourself. I can't believe I did this. I can. Most people around you can believe you did it. Now, you just go ahead, get up. Confess it, get washed of it. Don't be so shocked with yourself. You never were that great going into this thing. He's the one that's going to bring you through it. He's the one that's going to bring you through it. It's not about your greatness. He's the one that's going to bring you through it. Hallelujah. Push somebody next to you and say, let's fight. Let's just fight. Let's just go after it, man. Hallelujah. We only got a little time down here. Let's seize every trial and test we got while we have it. Can you say amen? Let's seize every trial and test to bring glory and honor to God. And I'm telling you this, some folks, it don't look like you're bringing any glory to God in the natural to men, but you are. Because you're standing. You're standing and you're overcoming. You keep resisting. You keep casting down imaginations. When you fall, you get back up and clean yourself off. And you keep moving. And on the outside, folks don't see much what's going on. But God sees it. And the devil knows it. And the angels applaud it. So get up, glory be to God. Keep moving. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. We always triumph. And we always win. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Come on, stand on your feet with me this morning.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org. And you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.